So I'm going to start my talk with somebody in mind, and that somebody is a friend to some of the people here, and that's Amrita Marty. Now, Amrita Marty is an Oda member in Tiruvannaloka, and she resides in a community of female Oda members. And what they do is they help women deepen their spiritual practice. And Amrita Marty actually delights in spiritual friendships, which Vanaraji could possibly tell you about. And she delights in teaching and communicating Dharma. And she was very extremely excited to help me out and put together a collection of different extracts on going forth and renunciation. So I just want to hold her presence in the talk today because she actually contributed to the talk. So I'll start with Bhante, our spiritual reader and leader, and what he has to say about the spiritual line. So he says, most of us carry in our mind what we might call a model of the spiritual life, some image that conjures up what it means for us. Quite possibly, we will tend to think in terms of development, in terms of growth, opening. We may even see in our minds, and I like this image, the unfolding petals of a flower. Perhaps for many of us, this is the most helpful way of thinking about the spiritual life. But it's not the only way. We can also see the spiritual life, for example, in terms of transformation. So the word transformation suggests something radical, a fundamental change. It means a change of a form. And it's a model that goes far deeper and is very thoroughgoing. So for him, he describes it as a change of consciousness. And it is movement into more of a transcendental. And I think that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about this kind of transition in my life, which brings with it a bit of death and a little bit of rebirth, which fits with a theme that we're going to be exploring this year here in the center. So, going forth is really nicely expressed in Mary Oliver's poem. So I'm just going to share this poem with you. In my life leads back to this, the pious and the black river of loss whose other side is salvation, whose meaning none of us will ever know. To live in this world, you must be able to do three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your own life depends on it, and when the time comes, to let it go, to let it go. So for me, this is kind of a movement. Spiritual transition is some kind of a movement, a path, when you set from one set of conditions to another set of conditions. And for Buddha, it was the movement from conditioned existence to unconditioned. And I'm there. I want to be on that journey. And what I'm going to talk about today is a little bit of that transition that hopefully is making me go on that path. So Bhante was talking about going forth in three ways. So you could go forth in terms of your body, you could go forth in terms of your speech, or in terms of your mind. And my going forth is in terms of my mind. So the context is this. It's about 2 years ago, it's Christmas period, and I've experienced death of a really close friend of my partner. And when Vidyajyoti, she was an Oda member here, when she died, I saw sort of beautiful spiritual friendship in place, the way that people acted and behaved around a death of a person and supported a person in them kind of renouncing life and letting go, was really moving. And I remember at the time, I really wanted to make this commitment to practice. I really wanted to start practicing. And I was thinking, you know, I want my practice to be regular. I want to be in the center on a regular basis. So I was thinking, what shall I commit to? When shall I be coming to the center? And my decision was this very Thursday class. I thought, from January, every Thursday, I will come to Thursday women's class. And now I want to share the difficult part, because there was another sort of side story to it, which I find quite embarrassing. As a young woman, or maybe I'll start, I'm a sociology teacher as well, as other, teaching other subjects. So I've got this kind of feminist in my sort of blood. And I really, you know, I'm passionate about feminist issues, and I love women kind of fighting for their freedom. And then there has been always in my life this flip side, that I didn't quite enjoy women's company. I always thought men were much more funny, they were funnier, they were more intelligent, I enjoyed their company. And I just thought, what the step that I'm going to make is, I'm going to go on a women's class on Thursdays, because I wanted to experience women, and I wanted to be inspired by women teachers. And for me, that was the going forth in that way, because I had to actually really deal with the view that I had about women and this kind of conflict that on one hand, you know, I was the feminist, and on the other hand, that was the seed of quite uneasiness about being a woman and about being around women. So there was this commitment to attend a woman's class. So I just want to let you read about Letting Go by Jon Kabat-Zinn. Letting go means just what it says. It's an invitation to cease clinging to anything, whether it be an idea, a thing, an event, a particular time or view or desire. It is a conscious decision to release with full acceptance into the stream of present moments as they are unfolding. To let go means to give up coercing, resisting, or struggling in exchange for something more powerful and wholesome, which comes out of allowing things to be as they are, without getting caught up in your attraction to or rejection of them, in the intrinsic stickiness of wanting or liking and disliking. It's akin to letting your palm open to unhand something you have been holding onto. So I really have been holding onto this view that I like to be surrounded by men, I like to be inspired by men. And by going forth and coming here on Thursday classes, I really had to confront that view full on, head on. So I quite like in a discourse of the 10 Dharmas of Buddha, he talks about when you go forth, there are 10 things that you need to constantly think about. And I just selected two things. One is, I must now behave in a different manner. This must be reflected upon again and again by one who has gone forth. So it's this, what is my behavior like and what I want it to be like, and constantly think about how you actually act in the world and what are the intentions behind that. And the second one was, what am I becoming as the days and nights fly past. Because every day, whatever we do, it's an action that makes you into somebody or something. And every day that you act in a particular way, you might actually be becoming something different. So for me, it's about moving away from wrong views. And I love, at the moment, I'm reading Tenzi Palmo and her story about spending 12 years in a cave. Now that's going forth. She talks about renunciation. She says, the reason why we're not enlightened is because we are lazy. We do not bother to bring ourselves back to the present because we are too fascinated by the games the mind is playing. If one genuinely thinks about renunciation, it is not giving up of external things like money, leaving home once, or leaving loved ones, family, that's easy. Genuine renunciation is giving up fond thoughts, all our delights in memories, hopes and daydreams, our mental chatter. To renounce that and stay naked in the present, that is renunciation. So it's this idea of leaving behind my views. And it was made really easy. All I needed to do was turn up here on Thursday. And somehow, it just took care of itself. And where it actually led me was, it led me to becoming a mitra, going on an intensive meditation, which I found absolutely amazing in a community of 35 women. That led me to ask for ordination, and that led me spend my Christmas amongst a group of women. And where I'm today is I can appreciate the male side, and I genuinely love the community of women, and I can appreciate the strength that women can bring to the world. So, yeah, that's my going forth.